Nick Evans, good morning. Usually we chat to you about snake catching, but yesterday was a bit different. What happened?
Morning, Darren. Yeah, I was called out just after 2 a.m. by a police officer who was called out to the Tongaat water treatment plant for a crocodile. The police officer sent me a photo, but it looked small. So my fiance and I and a friend went over thinking it would be a quick and easy catch. But when we got there, it was much bigger than we thought. And it was in a corner, and we were underprepared. Now, we didn't have decent rope or tape or anything. We ended up getting two top jaw ropes on it. With the help of the staff there and the police officers, we pulled it out and jumped on it and secured it.
How big was it?
We measured it this morning. It was 2.46 meters. So a big one, but they do get quite a bit bigger. A lot bigger, actually. They've been recorded at over 5 meters. Weight-wise, I don't know, but it was very, very heavy. Much heavier than any snake.
So is this your first crocodile?
I've volunteered at croc farms before and caught captive ones, but never a wild one by myself. So it was a different experience.
Okay, so the question everyone's asking right now is, how did the crocodile get there?
Yeah, I'm also wondering. But this treatment plant was next to a dam, and on the other side was a river, the Tongaat River. And apparently there was a gap under the fence near the river, so it must have just come from there.
And where is it now? I'm just asking for a friend.
It's been handed over to the relative authorities, KZN Wildlife, and they'll take it far away from people. And it is a protected species. I can't just go catch and release, or you're not allowed to kill it or sell it or anything. It has to be handed over to KZN Wildlife, who will release it.
Okay, cool. Nick, thank you so much, and keep safe, eh?